by to see if you were still looking for a roommate to share your house.
Yeah, I sure am. Ever since I cut back on my working hours to go to school, I've been really strapped for cash. Hey, let me show you around the place. Here's the living room.
Oh, it looks like you could use a new carpet. And those stains?
Well, I've had a few problems with some former roommates. I know it needs to be cleaned, but I just don't have the money to do it right now.
Oh, and what about the kitchen?
Right this way. Look, it's completely furnished with all the latest appliances except, well, the refrigerator door is broken. A little bit. And it won't shut all the way. It needs fixing, but don't worry. I've pushed a box against it to keep it shut.
Great. Well, how about the bathroom? No, don't tell me. The toilet's clogged or the sink has a few leaks?
No, those work fine. Well, there's another slight problem, the windows. I've put a piece of cardboard to keep out the rain and snow, and if it gets a little cold, you can always turn up the heat.
Hey, I think I've seen enough. I can't believe you've survived under these conditions.
So, what do you think? You really can't beat a place like this for $450 a month. So it has its problems, but we can fix those.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 19. Why does the man need to share his apartment with a roommate? Which of the following statements is true about the man's house? 21. What has the man done to temporarily fix the refrigerator door? 22. What will Shelley probably do after she's seen the place?